And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. An absolutely huge story out of Iran this hour having to do with Afghanistan, the Taliban, and their opposition, the National Resistance Front. Afghanistan's Taliban confirmed today that their senior delegates met in neighboring Iran with self-exiled key Afghan opposition leaders to urge them to end resistance to the Islamist group's nascent rule and assure them of security if they return home. Taliban Acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi led his team in the meeting with Ahmad Massoud, who heads what is known as the National Resistance Front, and Ismail Khan, a former Afghan minister and provincial governor. Taliban spokesman Bilal Karimi, while sharing details of the first known direct interaction between the rival sides in Tehran, said that Muttaqi renewed Taliban assurances that it is striving to ensure a secure future for all Afghans to leave no reason for any resistance. Muttaqi himself confirmed the meeting in video remarks Taliban officials later released at the conclusion of his two-day bilateral meetings with Iranian officials. The Taliban are under pressure from neighboring countries and the global community at large to promote national political reconciliation and form an inclusive government that respects human rights. Authorities in Kazakhstan say nearly 8,000 people were detained by police during protests that descended into violence last week and marked the worst unrest the former Soviet nation has faced since gaining independence 30 years ago. Kazakhstan's Interior Ministry reported Monday that a total of 7,939 people had been detained across the country. Health Ministry said Sunday that 164 people, including three children, were killed in the unrest of all Afghans before the World